2026. Production was about the same, but just having that silver leverage materialized to the bottom line. So you can imagine. And, you know, obviously, we're quite bullish on the metal price. What happened recently was quite exciting, but, you know, it was healthy. The run-up was arguably too fast and parabolic. We knew it had to pull back and need to consolidate, and we're seeing that right now. We're seeing a bit of a footing right now in the silver space, but we're quite bullish on the long-term, the long-term vision for silver. And we just want to maintain that silver exposure because ultimately that's going to materialize in more cash flow and further improvement of the balance sheet, which currently is the strongest it's ever been. We're sitting at $1.2, $1.3 billion in the bank. Unbelievable milestones for the company.
Yeah. Hi, this is Steve with Mani Alkhafaji and with First Majestic, and we're at the Rule Symposium. How's the symposium treating you this year?
Great. Well, thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me. Symposium's great. You know, it's one of our favorite conferences that we attend over here. One of the best retail conferences of the year, and we look forward to it. Beautiful place and great audience.
Mani, I've been an investor with First Majestic on and off for a good number of years now. You are the president and chief CBO. So if you can tell us what that means, what you do for First Majestic, and if you can just kind of tell us where First Majestic is at.
Sure. Well, look, I've been with the company for 13 years now. Obviously working very closely with Keith, got a chance to work within different parts of the business, started in finance, operations, recently corporate development, and again, more recent, the president. But ultimately, Keith and I are hitting the road, and that's ultimately our job is to tell the story, update shareholders. We have 85,000 different shareholders all over the world. So we enjoy these conferences and talking to obviously yourselves and others about the company and what we're up to. And that's ultimately the majority of my, what I do, as well as M&A, you know, in terms of acquisitions, divestments, and everything in between. So that's the main focus. And we've had a lot of exciting stuff over the last couple of years, more recent stuff with the Gatos acquisitions, the future is very bright these days.
Yeah, so where's First Majestic going? I mean, if you can give us an update of what you guys been up to, I mean, what are you guys working on? What do people need to know about what First Majestic is doing?
Sure. Well, look, we're from day one, we've been focused on silver, and that will never change. It is definitely, the space is shrinking. There's less and less true silver companies out there.
Yeah.
Right? We're one of the purest. We are the purest. About 70% of our revenue comes from silver. And we're currently producing or operating four underground mines. The most recent one was Gatos, which was closed last year. Fully integrated and fully operating, obviously, right now. Our guidance, which we put out at the start of the year, and we're in the process of updating that in a couple of days. Our current guidance, we're guiding for about 14 to 15 million ounces, pure silver ounces. We have about 130,000 ounces of gold and some lead and zinc. So we're a significant producer. Our costs are very well maintained, below $30 an ounce. So you can imagine the margins are unbelievable at these prices right now. And that's really what separates First Majestic aside, is the focus on silver and the margins that we realize, the leverage that you get with silver is real, and we've seen that in the last few quarters. We're the only mining company in the space that owns and operates its own mint as well, which is something quite unique to First Majestic. And we have, we're chatting offline, our new asset that's coming online, Jerritt Canyon Gold. It was operating a couple of years ago. We shut it down, and we're in the process of restarting it with a lot of catalysts hitting us, mainly the gold price, new mine plan, and that's some exciting stuff.
So why was it shut down, and how long has it been shut down, and why now?
So we we bought Jerritt in 2021. We operated for about 18 months. We shut it down for a number of reasons. One of the main thing really was we didn't really have full control on the mine plan. It was all farmed out by a third-party contractor, and it was very difficult to instruct them and really navigate through the contract. Gold was at $1,600. Obviously, that's another hurdle. And the mine was, again, mainly operated by a third-party contractor. We wanted to operate, we wanted to do self-perform, but we couldn't really get there. So we shut it down, declared force majeure, canceled all these, really one-sided contracts. So those were all collapsed. And that was done in March 2023. And basically over the last little while, we obviously focused on Gatos. The acquisition took us quite some time. That was done in 2025. Then we shifted focus on Jerry Canyon. So now we have a new mine plan. We're in the process of basically operating ourselves with a new fleet being ordered. But most importantly, silver or gold price went up three times what it was a couple of years ago. So all these are obviously wind in our sails. So we're quite excited. Quick restart. But what differentiates Jerry Canyon is it's a fully permitted, fully built infrastructure. So you got a unique processing facility, a roaster, which is arguably you can't build right now, and more importantly, you can't permit. So that's all in place, intact. There's only three roasters in the state of Nevada, and Jerry Canyon has pretty much one of those facilities. So we're quite excited about this this asset.
So you mentioned the roaster, you mentioned mint. When people think of silver, one of the first companies that they tend to think of is First Majestic, at least I do. And you also mentioned that, just because they have silver in the name doesn't mean they're a silver company primarily. It's almost misleading. But yeah, you guys said you're a purist company. What does that mean, and what advantage does that give you? And what other advantages do you have because if you have all these other things like the mint?
Sure. To us, to be a relevant silver company, you got to have at least 50% of your revenue coming from silver. I mentioned earlier we're close to 70% right now, and what that does, you look back historically, even 12 months ago, when silver was at $30-$35, we had recorded our first record quarterly cash flow, and that was great. Our margins at that time were about $10-$13 an ounce on an all-in sustaining basis. Our production stayed the same, but when silver price goes up, our leverage to that cash flow just from the silver price is unmatched. So we went from about $40 million free cash flow in Q1 2025 to we did $225 million in the same quarter a year later in 2026. Production was about the same, but just having that silver leverage materialized to the bottom line. So you can imagine, and obviously we're quite bullish on the metal price. What happened recently was quite exciting, but it was healthy. The run-up was arguably too fast and parabolic. We knew it had to pull back and need to consolidate, and we're seeing that right now. We're seeing a bit of a footing right now in the silver space, but we're quite bullish on the long-term, the long-term vision for silver. And we just want to maintain that silver exposure because ultimately that's going to materialize in more cash flow and further improvement of the balance sheet, which currently is the strongest it's ever been. We're sitting at $1.2, $1.3 billion in the bank. Unbelievable milestones for the company.
Yeah. I'm quite the silver bull, but we also know that silver can be pretty volatile. If you can talk about the risk that presents a company like First Majestic Silver, and what kind of opportunities does it give you being so leveraged in silver?
Sure. Silver is very volatile, as you said. And when it runs up, it runs very quickly. When it pulls back just as quickly. For us, we're positioned in a very unique place right now. So majority is silver, but we do have about one third of our production in gold. And gold provides that stability in the revenue. So we're glad to have that. Health pays the bill. The silver production is really the leverage. So we have that, and more importantly, all our assets, when we bought them, we're not buying these assets just because we want to get big for the sake of getting big. These assets are strategically purchased, low cost, long life, so they can withstand lower pullbacks in the metal price. We don't want to turn off the tap in these assets just because silver drops to 30 or even lower. These assets are designed to pay the cash flow or to generate cash flow at lower prices, but give us the leverage of days like today and, more importantly, what lies ahead of us.
So you also mentioned the mint. If you can tell us more of what advantage does that give you, and how unique is that?
Very unique. We're the only public mining company that has that. So it's really controlling the supply chain. So this is vertical integration. We produce, like I mentioned, 14, 50 million ounces. Last year, the mint was able to process and sell 1 million ounces of that. So almost 10% of our production went through the mint last year. With that, we're able to capture additional margin. So anywhere from 15 to 20% above spot, we're able to capture that by turning our bullion into retail products like coins, cast bars. That's one aspect of it. We're also doing custom runs where some companies or some outfits will pay $100, $200 above spot for unique memorabilia or gifts or, you know, whatever you want to call it. So it gives us that flexibility. It's a unique part of the business, exciting part, and it's a startup. You know, we have vision of growing this beyond what it currently is doing. It's got the capacity of doing that, and that's all additional margin hitting the bottom line that our peers don't have that.
So you're primarily a producer, and are you exclusively, how much exploration are you planning to do, if you can talk a little bit about the torque and kind of what kind of investors First Majestic would be best suitable for?
Sure. Look, you can't be a producing company without investing in your assets. And we recognize that. So the last couple of years, we've been putting record exploration programs back in the business. We see, obviously, investing back in the business has the highest dividend to us. And we've seen that. You know, the 2025 program was very successful to the point where we got two brand new discoveries at Santa Elena. That's one of our flagship mines. We're continuing that momentum in this year. In Mexico, we have 266 kilometers of drilling. And then additionally, we've announced another 40,000 kilometers of drilling at Jerritt Canyon. So that's over 300 kilometers of drilling across the portfolio. And that's a pretty significant program. We're doing that because we see the benefits. We're seeing extension of life of mine. We're seeing improvements in the conversion rates from inferred to resource to reserve ultimately. So we're not shy in putting money back in the business. So we're putting money back in exploration. At the same time, considering the current financial position of the company, we do want to take advantage of that. So we're expanding operations in Santa Elena, for example, on the back of those discoveries. We're taking the mill from 3,200 tons per day to 3,500 tons per day. Similarly, Los Gatos, our newest acquisition, we're investing in the mine. We're de-bottlenecking that. So we're taking it from 3,500 tons per day to about 4,000 tons per day. And we're taking advantage to set us up for the next run in these metal prices.
So if people wanted to follow First Majestic, if they want to reach out to you, if they wanted to invest, if you can tell us a little bit more of how they can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's our whole IR team is here right now. If anyone's here in person, happy to come by. Our website is probably your best place to get information. If you want to email us, info@firstmajestic.com is a good email address, or myself directly, manny@firstmajestic.com. And look for us. We're always doing interviews, giving updates, attending conferences, or pick up the phone and give us a call.
And then where are you trading and what's your ticker?
So ticker is very simple, is AG, and that's on the TSX and in the New York Stock Exchange on the NYSE. We're also in Frankfurt under symbol FMV. And easy to find and recognizable name.
Well, Monty, it's great to meet you again and good to see you. Great rest of the conference.
Pleasure. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Yep.